Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
They're young. They've got edge rushers that are talented, that are putting it all together. Really good linebacker in Ellis. They've got some young pieces in their secondary. Watts out of Notre Dame's a ball hawk. It's a defense that has played better at times, but still is not the strength of the football team. But this feels like it could be a high-scoring football game.
There's ESPN's NFL analyst Dan Orlovsky on the Bills' opponent, the Atlanta defense, coming up here on Monday night. From the ATL, as we're tracking down Elena Getzenberg, also of ESPN, covering the Buffalo Bills for ESPN NFL Nation, to get that Week 6 preview. Elena, thanks for making time for us here in the Sports Bar. Always appreciate having you on with us and getting your insight. You're so close to the team, and when we saw them drop their first of the season on Sunday night, and it didn't come without some controversy around it. Specifically, I wanted to start with you on the Keon Coleman situation, knowing that he was kind of benched for the first series, disciplined by Sean McDermott. Did we get any insight as to what may have caused that, what may have happened to that, and is McDermott just, you know, simply using that as a motivation? It seems like when he does that to try and motivate Coleman, he eventually goes out there and scores a touchdown when you need him to the most.
Yeah, it's an interesting one where we've seen this before, where in his rookie season, he missed an entire quarter of that game versus the Jaguars because he was not on time. I mean, not a lot of clarity on this one. Joe Brady did kind of allude to not being there, to maybe this being another timing issue sort of thing, but nothing quite concrete yet. We have not had the opportunity to talk to Keon Coleman, which I think you always want another side to the story, and certainly his side of this is important. But I kind of view it as like a motivation, but also a reminder to Keon that there are consequences, I think, to not doing things exactly as, you know, they would like him to, and being on time is an important thing. So, I think this is an interesting one where it was only a drive, right? He kind of just missed getting the start to many respects and, like, not playing six plays. So it's kind of snowballed into maybe a bigger thing than it really is. He did not miss much time at all, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward with Ken Keon. Kind of, he is still, it's very important to remember, 22 years old. So I think, like, his development and where he goes moving forward is what's going to be worth paying the most attention to.
Elena, I'm not going to argue, or I don't think any of us should argue, if Sean McDermott says the number one reason why they lost to the Patriots, the takeaway giveaway, turning the ball over three times. That all led to the Patriots coming out with a close win. My question is about the personnel, and we're close to it. You're close to it too, but like, what is the level of concern at some different positions here? I guess we'll start at corner two, where it looks, Steph Diggs, I guess he still has it, but Where do the Bills go from here with Maxwell Harrison still not available, Dorian Strong on IR? You have Tre'Davious White, and then what? Your thoughts on the corner position right now in Buffalo?
Yeah, I actually think Dorian Strong's neck injury, which had caused him to go on IR, was a huge, huge hit. Like, in the sense that we saw in the game against the Saints that they were so much so wanting to see what he has to offer that they wanted to roll him in for a couple series, which Sean McDermott really doesn't like doing, taking guys in and out, but that's how much they wanted to see him. And he played well. They said that he was playing well. And I think, you know, Tre'Davious White, it is not a secret. This was not the first game he's had issues this season where he's looked a little slower, a little, you know, showing his age a bit, showing him coming off two injuries. So this is not the first time we've seen that. And I think it is a concern. I think that's a real issue for this team. I think Christian Benford didn't have a great second half, and it's one of those you kind of throw away, and he's doing well besides that. But I think Tre'Davious White is a concern right now, and not having Dorian Strong to me was a huge hit because they were excited about how he was developing. And then when it comes to Maxwell Harrison, I just don't – so I think they need help at cornerback. To me, even if he is ready to go out there, like, and help, which he's not at this – you know, even if he returns to practice tomorrow, he's not ready to go out and play meaningful starting snaps in an NFL football game. He had missed almost all of training camp. He has so much work to do. So to me, he's not the answer to this very real problem, and I think – what happens with Tre'Davious White moving forward is going to be important for this defense.
Elena, it was another thing when we saw Diggs against the Bills and have the success that he had on Sunday night. And I don't know that we're having this conversation because we just saw Diggs do what he did to the Bills secondary. But do the Bills wide receivers have a separation issue? Is that something that the offense should be concerned with?
It's a great question. I think the Bills have a wide receiver issue more than like a specific, yes, you would like to see the Bills wide receivers get more separation. It's clear that there were many times against the Patriots that Josh did not have anyone to throw to, that there was nowhere to put the ball, which then leads to interceptions because he's forcing it and leads to him scrambling even more than he would like to. So to me, we're kind of, and I thought this, like, coming into the season, it was like the Bills wasn't Brandon Bean's favorite topic of conversation, but I thought they didn't do enough at wide receivers this offseason. I thought they needed to do a little bit more than they did. And I think we're kind of where we were last year, where they had to go and trade for Amari Cooper, where, like, the wide receivers are good and, you know, Keon's still developing and Josh Palmer's solid, but, like, is it enough for this offense to take that next step and for Josh to have, you know, the options that he needs? I'm really not sure. And it was one game where, like, this offense has scored 30-plus points every other game this season. So I also caution, like, the overreaction part of it. But I think their wide receivers are kind of where they are, and you would like to see more from them.
Elena Getzenberg covers the Buffalo Bills for ESPN.com. And Elena, like, this team's 4-1. I feel like we're doing like the airing of grievances, but there are some issues here. Let me throw another one just to get your insight here, because James Cook has been wonderful this year. He's been worth the money. I'm a little concerned about Ray Davis. Like, granted, he hasn't gotten a workload for good reason because James Cook is doing his stuff, but when he has, it doesn't look right. Do the Bills have a Ray Davis problem right now?
I don't know if I go as far to say it's a problem, because I think exactly what you were saying, they can put James Cook out there a lot based on what he's showing. There should be no hesitation at all on Joe Brady's part, Sean McDermott's part, to give James Cook considerable snaps. He has really impressed me so far this year. You would like to see more from Ray Davis than he is showing. Absolutely. I think it's been very limited snaps, and I think that's important to keep in mind. But there hasn't been a lot that makes you think, man, he should be getting the ball a lot more. But I don't know if it's a problem. Like, I think they've got Ty Johnson, who they obviously feel very strongly about. And Ray Davis can still be a solid backup running back and not, you know, like, I think it's lower on their list of concerns. You would like to see more from Ray Davis, and I'll be interested to see moving forward how much he's getting the ball or how much more maybe they're leaning on James Cook So that's kind of where I am with it. I don't think it's a concern right now. I think it's something that, like, we're having way more of a conversation if James Cook is injured. Then it becomes a problem.
Elena, I thought we were close to Ed Oliver returning. We saw him return to practice last week, and he didn't get the start. He didn't suit up on Sunday. I know we won't see him on the practice field until tomorrow, but bringing up Oliver with the Bills third in the league, if I'm not mistaken, in pass rush win rate. So they're winning at the line of scrimmage, yet it feels like, and this kind of goes to our theme of we just want a little bit more, feels like Rousseau had a decent game against the Patriots, but Bosa's been largely invisible the last four games without Oliver out there. What do you expect here with the Bills on their defensive front in terms of getting after the quarterback as we look ahead to Monday night and Michael Penix?
Yeah, I think Joey Bosa's shown some flashes where, like, I think there were a couple times against the Patriots where, like, he got to the quarterback and then needed to finish. And that's when they, you know, Drake May had, as we all saw, a fantastic game where he was able to scramble away, and you'd like to see them close on those plays. I think, obviously, getting Ed Oliver, this is not, would be fantastic back for the Stephens. They need that. I think a healthy TJ Sanders would be back, would be good for the Stephens. They just have had injuries in that interior that have felt, there's been consequences to these injuries. So I think it's in an okay place. I think, like you said, Greg Rousseau had a pretty good game, especially that first chunk there. But it's not, I think it's an area where, like, yes, they're having success, but it's always something where, like, we're having the same conversation every year, which has got to be frustrating from a fan's perspective, that the pass rush just is not getting to that point. Like, it's not consistent. They're not getting sacks consistently. They're not able to affect the quarterback game after game. And so overall, I think it's been a years-long issue where the pass rush just isn't where you'd want it to be. So with Ed Oliver back, we only got to see him for one game. Can the whole group take that next step? That's something I'm looking for.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Today, not your typical Wednesday. That's why we're happy to be joined by Elena Getzenberg. Normally, you're kind of just coming out of the locker room, putting your stories together. And, well, tomorrow will be like a Wednesday, right? Everybody's going to go on. You get an injury update. And we already know that Matt Milano is not going to be available this week. That's not good. We don't know about Dorian Williams. Elena, like, where do the Bills go from here? I guess Shaq Thompson has been good. Gosh, I'm just kind of disappointed. Matt Milano, like, this is feeling like the end when you're getting injury here, injury there. He's meant so much to this team.
Yeah, these injuries to Matt are, I mean, very unfortunate. There's really no other word for it, because it's just a shame to see someone just deal with the number of injuries he has in this recent portion of his career. So it is going to, Shaq Thompson is someone they like a lot, so he would be that next guy up. And, you know, I thought he's played well, actually, coming off a major injury of his own, important to keep in mind. So he would be that next step. But it is something with Milano that's just like Bobby Babbage talking about him on Monday. It's just, he's very close to Matt. And, like, the personal level of it is just really unfortunate that he can just not seem to stay healthy right now for really any chunk of time. So a shame there. But, like, I think Shaq Thompson can fill into that role. And then, obviously, They've got to move guys around. How Dorian Williams is looking will be important. And then, of course, they've got Joe Andreessen and down the line with Jimmy Charlo. And, you know, I brought back Baylen Spector, as you said. So they're like, there's depth to an extent there, but that is a position they are hurting at without a doubt. And will be like, I think it's something to look at if Milano ends up being long, long term. But right now, it didn't sound like it was going to be IR. So they're going to hope he can come back later on.
Elena, is I mean, you mentioned Spector returning. I mean, that made Gino irrationally upset yesterday.
I don't know why. Like, I just saw him at camp, and I'm like, do the Bills have kind of a blind spot when it comes to guys that were here, but then they moved off of?
To an extent, I think, but
to an extent, I mean, it's look at their practice squad, Elena. It's all guys that are kind of like nobody else wants Jordan Poyer or Gabe Davis or Baylen Spector, and you've got 31 other practice squads that you can pluck guys from to make active on game day if you want to. Yet they keep going back to the same recycled names, guys that they know and guys that claim to know the system.
So that's I understand your point there, 100% from the Bills' perspective. It's the idea that we're bringing someone in who knows our defense, who knows what we do here, who we can throw on scout team. We know exactly what we're going to get from them. They aren't going to actually play meaningful snaps, that kind of thing, and then go from there. I totally get your point, though, that they keep seeing the same guys come in and the frustration associated with that because you want to see them look at other talent and that kind of thing. I think this is just a reminder of how they view the practice squad, whether that's right or wrong. I think that's, you know, a tough conversation because I do think there's a point to bringing in different bodies and that kind of thing, but then there's the bringing them in process and that kind of thing. So that's their perspective on it, is they like having guys who know the system, who they know what to expect and that kind of thing. But yes, to your point, it would be good, I think, at some point to diversify. The Jordan Poyer thing, is an interesting one. And, like, I think bringing in fresh bodies and, like, guys who haven't been around, they do that. I mean, some of their practice squad is not, like, guys who have been around and around. They do bring in new guys, but I understand the point that, like, there is a good number that they just like to go back to.
Elena, game on your network. Monday Night Football, we get the Bills in Atlanta, a team we don't see that often. Just kind of your opening thoughts on this, because I can't put my finger on the Falcons. I see there's talent, particularly Robinson carrying the ball, but it's a team that also lost to Carolina 38-0, which is kind of hard to explain. So how would you describe this matchup coming up Monday night?
I think it's going to be a tough one. I mean, they are coming off their bye week. That always is going to add a bit of a challenge if you're the team playing someone coming off of their bye. But I also think that Panthers game seems like it was weird. Like, maybe throw that one out the window. And I'm very interested to see how this goes against Bijan Robinson, because the Bills' defense has not been good against running backs, really. Their rush defense has just overall not been what you'd want to see. So I think they're going to have a bit of a challenge there. I think this is a game the Bills absolutely should win going into the bye, and I think they're going to be pretty annoyed coming off this loss to the Patriots. But I think it could be a fun game, and they are wearing both throwback uniforms, which is going to add like a fun wrinkle to it. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is competitive for a bit. But I do think like this is the kind of game that, like, coming off a loss, going into the bye, this is a game the Bills can and should win. And, you know, I think this is going to be a bit of a test, though, coming off the loss, how they look, especially with an extra day of preparation, right? Like, they've got an extra day in here to get in that right mindset. So this is a game they should win against this solid Falcons team, but they'll certainly have their challenges to them as well.
Elena, what are you working on this week that we can check out at ESPN.com?
I got a whole bunch of stuff, stories up from the game and on Keon Coleman, and then working on a Sean McDermott story that will be up on Monday, and then coverage throughout the week on injuries and stuff. So we'll be back in Orchard Park, as you said, tomorrow. So we're back at it. Normal practice week starts tomorrow, so plenty of coverage from there.
See, we do this over the phone. You can't have a plate with us. Maybe we could, like, you know, Uber it over, Uber Eats or something like that. I'm sure there's places in Buffalo that will serve that to you later.
I don't know. We'll have to. I can't think of one. So maybe I'll have to come back to Rochester.
Love it. Elena, enjoy the rest of your week and safe travels.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. There's Elena Getzenberg, ESPN. giving us her thoughts on the Buffalo Bills. This crossed my feed, and as soon as it crossed my feed, I got irrationally angry like you did yesterday, because I know that this is a player who, when he's on the field, is a tackling machine. He plays linebacker. The player's name is Jermaine Pratt. Jermaine Pratt was just released by the Raiders after he started his first four games this season with the Raiders. 25 tackles, two passes defended, decent performance, but released by the Raiders recently. He gets signed today on a one-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm thinking to myself initially, okay, well, now I'm mad because the Colts are getting guys that have a track record, guys that have starts under their belt, guys that are veterans, guys that can play the position that you're signing for. And then I think about it a little bit more, and I'm like, oh, you know, the Bills aren't the only team that does this. Why did he sign with the Colts?
Oh, I don't know his background.
Their defensive coordinator is a guy by the name of Lou Anarumo, who was with the Bengals for all those years from 2019 to 2024. That's when Pratt made hay with Anarumo as his DC. So I want to be upset about it and say, like, it should be just easy. Just go out there and get your guys.
I guess, danger what you're saying, and I'll agree with you on this. It's a football problem. It's not a Bills problem.
That's right.
Very few professions do you not hire the best candidate. For some reason in the culture of football, and I think it goes back to high school, these are my guys, and you're going to, like, we've heard teams say that we're the team we take to campus, the team we're going to. No, it shouldn't be like that. You should, like, always be looking, and they'll say all the right things that we're always going to be looking. Brandon Bean will say all the right things, but ultimately, you will default more often than not to the guy that I know is loyal to me and I'm loyal to him because
he's familiar.
Football.
He's familiar, and we don't have to spend a lot of time onboarding this guy. I mean, imagine Jermaine Pratt coming to a new defense, not knowing anything about it or any of the pieces of it. Much like we talked about with Rasul Douglas, right? Rasul Douglas came from Green Bay. And when he was traded for the first few games, like, I didn't know the playbook. I just went out there and played. And, you know, he played pretty well for playing as free as he was and not really knowing what he needed to be or where he needed to be. So I think there are some outliers like that Douglas case where the Bills do go and get somebody that can make them better, even though they're unfamiliar. It's unfamiliar territory for them. But throughout the NFL, these guys know who they like. They like what they know. They're going to bring the guys in that are familiar with their system, with their style. And that's, I mean, that, you know, it doesn't work like the real world where you're right. You have a job opening. I'm going to hire the best candidate. I'm going to unearth every rock to find the best candidate. But then eventually you might default to the path of least resistance, which the NFL seems to do with who they bring in.
If you think we're being negative on the Buffalo Bills, Danger, I'm just going to ask you a simple question here. Is this player on the fence performing above expectation, at expectation, or below expectation? Want to play this game?
Sure.
Christian Benford.
Below.
Taron Johnson.
Below.
Terrell Bernard.
I'm going to say at expectation, but I've always had kind of low expectations on Bernard.
Taylor Rapp.
Below.
And I don't even want to mention Tredavious White.
Right, but this
is the common theme. It's like, this is a collective issue right now.
The only guy that you could say maybe is performing above expectation, we only saw for one game.
Yeah.
At Oliver. Everybody else is like, hey, you know, that's not fair. Daquan Jones, I guess, is probably at expectation.
I think Epineza going in, I thought he had a nice game because
he's a little above expectation.
Joey Bosa week two against the Jets? Sure. Joey Bosa since then? No.
Bosa's where I expected him to be. I was never excited about that when they made that signing. If you thought you were going to get Nick Bosa or you thought you were going to get Von Miller in his peak, no, you're not getting that out of Joey Bosa. Now, and the reason why I think he's out there, I really believe, like, there's probably something in his contract, an incentive in his contract that triggers if he gets sacks, or they've made a deal where it's like, you got to be out there because you want to make money with your next deal, wherever that might be, whatever team might pick you up. You got to get out there and
that's
play.
That's wrong.
I know that's wrong.
That's absolutely wrong. If you know, there's a quid pro quo when it comes to that, because to me, Look, Epines is not perfect, but he's the better player right now.
Right now, yeah. Younger, probably a little bit, even a little bit more athletic. Doesn't have the measurables, but yeah, I get that. I totally get that.
It sounds crazy, but I think a lot of this season's going to come down to the rookies. Can you get Walker and Graham taking step forward? Graham was hurt, certainly. And then also you have Hairston. I'm not going to throw away the season on Hairston. He's going to have to step up and make plays at some point. But as Elena said, you're minimum a month away, if that?
Gino, think about this, though. What does this defense look
Sanders,
like?
I'm sorry.
What does this defense look like after the bye? Because at that point, you get back Ogunjobi and you get back Hoyt. And one of the things that's hindered you through the first 5 weeks of the season, depth on the defensive line, gets eliminated. You have two guys that can be contributors to your defensive line rotation as soon as the Panthers game at the end of the month. Maybe it looks different. Maybe that is a bigger deal than we've made through five games of the season. We'll see. But there's a lot of meat on the bone. There's a lot that's left to be desired when you see the defense and to play that game is a little staggering. Everybody's kind of performing below expectation. But expectations were high. And by the way, we had the coach tell us specifically about Trey White.
Yeah.
When we asked him about Trey White at training camp, because he looked so good and everybody was a story and he was running hills on Hard Knocks and everybody was in love. We reignited our love affair with Trey White. And it was McDermott that told us, manage your expectations. He's not there. Manage your expectations. He's coming off of some severe injuries. Manage your expectations. And we're foolish. We actually thought this was going to look like Trey White, early career Trey White. Did anybody really think that was going to happen?
Yeah, 30 years old. At corner.
Remember the life cycle of a corner. Yeah, and remember where he is in that life cycle.
He was brought in to be corner four. Not corner two.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how they match up. Monday night, the kickoff is a little early. 7 o'clock kickoff on Monday night. We don't have a show on Monday. We'll have Bills pregame for you starting at 3 o'clock on Monday.
Buffalo Sabres hockey in the afternoon.
That's right.
But
yeah.
Listen anyway.
Well, Columbus Day. Or is that inappropriate? I'm
I think it's
Indigenous People's Day.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, for everybody in the Italian-American community.
Hey.
You're welcome to the sports bar.
Of course you got Monday off. Good.
I didn't see DeVito in the locker room. I wanted to just go up to him Monday night. Just be like, hey, buddy.
Throw a cutlet into his locker.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah. We got to take a break. Come back with Happy Hour next in the sports bar. We have time for your calls at 866-4FAN. If you want to pull up a stool, 866-4326. More next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.